أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أتحاجوننا في الله وهو ربنا وربكم ولنا أعمالنا ولكم أعمالكم ونحن له مخلصون. صدق الله مولانا. Before this ayat, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala very beautifully encouraged us that we should be dyed in the dye of Allah ta'ala, and that is basically our aqaid should become strong and we should have full yaqeen in the dhat, in the being of Allah ta'ala, and through the ibadat of Allah ta'ala, the dhikr of Allah, this will give us that closeness to Allah, and then a person will get the enjoyment of deen. When this is the case, now Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, قُلَ تُحَاجُّونَنَا فِي اللَّهِ. کہہ دے کیا تم جھگڑا کرتے ہو ہم سے اللہ کی نسبت. Say to the Ahl-e Kitab, the Jews and the Christians, what are you arguing with us, debating with us with regard to the matters of Allah Ta'ala, that you believe in Allah but you don't believe in Allah in the sense that you make shirk with him, and once you have associated partners you are believing in some other being besides the real one and only Allah. وَهُوَ رَبُّنَا, and he is our Rabb also. You claim him to be your Rabb but you don't believe in him as he is to be believed in. You have changed the kitabs also, the Torah and Injil. You have caused great injury and harm and difficulty to your Nabi, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and to all the Anbiya also. And yet you claim to be on the right path, and you are now coming to argue with us. The person who is in the wrong, this is one nature of mankind. In order to cover up his wrong, he will attack those who are right. So this is what the Jews and Christians also do. They are in the wrong, but to cover up their wrong, they want to attack the Muslims, and which is still today. They are finding fault with Muslims, with the Sharia, with the laws of Sharia, the rights of women, etc. Whereas they know that they are in the wrong. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, how can you even have the audacity of trying to argue and debate about us in these matters? And Allah ta'ala, وَهُوَ رَبُّنَا وَرَبُّكُمْ, he is your Rabb also in reality, but you are not believing in him correctly. And he is our Rabb also. And by the fadl of Allah, through the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from the millat Ibrahim, we are following that, we believing in the one and only Allah. The only religion that teaches true tawheed today is no other religion but the deen of Islam. That the true tawheed and oneness of Allah Ta'ala in his being also, in his sifat, his qualities also, and in his actions also, that Allah is one alone and he does everything. So we have that correct belief. So we should not be afraid, and we should not be suffering from any complexion or anything, that we are in the wrong. We are believing in the one and only Allah. وَلَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ, اور ہمارے لئے ہے عمل ہمارے اور تمہارے لئے ہے عمل تمہارے. And for us are our أعمال, and those are the أعمال which are of ملت إبراهيم, سنت محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the most sublime and the most pure and the most virtuous أعمال. Oh Allah, you have blessed us with, so we have that, so we should be making shukr to Allah Ta'ala for this. And for you are your amal which are mixed with shirk and kufr, which are mixed of changing the kitabs of Allah Ta'ala, and which are mixed for you of your nafsaniyat, that for your own personal gains and for your own whims and fancies you have changed the religion and you have made things follow your desires. So we don't, for you go your way, we go our way. We know we have pleased Allah Ta'ala, we have got the right amal. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُخْلِصُونَ, اور ہم تو خالص اسی کے ہیں. And we are solely and only for Allah Ta'ala. And all this will come when Sibghatullah, the true color of Allah, is upon us. We must not fall prey to the same trap which the Jews and Christians have fallen to, that they think they are pleasing Allah, but they are disobeying Him. They are thinking they are making His ibadat, but they are making shirk and kufr. So we also, under the canopy of Islam, must not be doing our own things. And we also fall prey and do the wrong things. We must see that what you have been taught here, mukhlisun, that we are sincerely following the teachings of Islam. Each one of us should consider for myself, am I following the true teachings of Islam? Or is it just an outward show that I'm just using Islam as a cover, but I'm doing my own things, like the Jews and Christians just use Christianity and Judaism as a cover, but they were not following at all. And they went to the extent that they even changed their religion. And today, unfortunately, in us are also those scholars who also want to change actually the religion to suit their whims and fancies, to suit the people they want to please and follow, and which are non-believers. To suit them, they want to change the religion. So we should be following Islam truly and sincerely, and what Islam is, not that we change Islam. And neither that we use Islam as a cover and we are doing our own things and we are following our own passions and our own desires. So we have got that beautiful deen. If we become dyed in the dye of Allah and become true servants of Allah Ta'ala, we will enjoy this great privilege and honor, and we will get this enjoyment in this dunya already. The enjoyment which is promised for believers in this dunya are not all these material things. They are that enjoyment of the heart, that contentment of the heart, that conviction that we are following the true proper deen, and a person has great, great satisfaction on that. Even outwardly, if he might be having diseases, sicknesses, he might be in poverty and in difficulties financially, he might be having other problems also, but in his heart he knows, I'm following the true deen and I'm pleasing Allah and I'm reaching my destination by Allah Ta'ala, and what Allah has got in store for such a person cannot be imagined, and that will be forever. So we should not be fooled by the temporary glitter and glamour of this world, by praises of people and wanting to please people, governments, etc., authorities, etc. We must be pleasing Allah. See what the command of Allah Ta'ala are, and we should follow that. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُخْلِصُونَ. Very important, Allah ends this ayat with, that with sincerity we should be only for Allah Ta'ala and not follow any other way. May Allah give us the proper understanding, the proper practice also, and may Allah in His infinite mercy accept from us also. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا